himself, John. Well, you know, corn has been great for Iowa. But imagine, as far as the horizon, every way you turn, rows, nay, legions climbing every hill, marching through every valley, a bounty of Waterloo Wowie, Sioux City Sativa, Cascade Cannabis, Grundy, get out of here. Well, what do you know?
Live from the beautiful Hoyt Sherman Place in Des Moines, Iowa, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Tim Crumley on drums, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know? It's all the Des Moines news that isn't, plus New York Times political reporter Trip Gabriel and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says the last thing he remembers is the El Bait Shop, Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was a bait shop. Very kind of you. I thought it was a bait shop. I said, let's go to El Bait. Okay, I can use some bait. And but it wasn't. So I don't know what it was, to tell you the truth. I'd have trouble reconstructing the evening. It was good now. Anyway, so I guess you didn't like my idea of replanting them cornfields. And it's good to rotate crops anyway, you know. Do a little pot there, you know, a couple of years, and plow it under after you smoke it. And then I'm just thinking out loud here. Plus, you know, cannabis, ethanol would be high octane. Nice to see you, Des Moines. Thank you for having us here. It's great to see you. Well, thank you for coming out. And I mean, it's great to see you, and I'm not saying that as a man who wants anything from you. Least of all, your vote. Your vote is a precious thing. Keep it. Don't give it to anybody, I say. I mean, I'm going to run for it. Look at this face. I'm going to run. Who would vote for that? And if I had a helicopter, I would not take your kids for rides in it, I'll tell you. That's the one promise I will make for you. How creepy is that, anyhow? There's an old guy with a blonde bozo hair wants to give your kids a ride in his Sikorsky. Red flags. Sounds like a torchlight parade is in order. I would like to apologize for Scotty Walker. He's not supposed to leave the state. Yeah, you can applaud. We got to live with it. Come on. The ankle bracelet is supposed to go off at Dubuque if he gets that far. So he's in sixth place now. So no playoffs for Scotty, looks like. So, besides, look at that face. You know, in Donald Trump's defense, he did say, look at that face while shaving. And it was misconstrued. He's got a good sense of humor. That woman at the fair let her pull his hair, you know. It's just unfortunate his head came off. But it was attached. The hair was attached. Rick Santorum deserves some credit. All 99 counties barefoot and bleeding while flagellating himself. That was quite a... That's a first. Pretty sure that's a first. The Santorum Stations of the Cross. I think that's not been done before. Rick Perry's staff down to one in Iowa, and he's nowhere to be found. Got one guy, I can't find him. Mike Huckabee is rethinking his pro-slavery position. That was an unusual take, I think. Or maybe he's thinking about it for the first time. I don't know. You know that Huck. Oh, boy, that boy, Huck. Bobby Jindal proposed an alternative to Planned Parenthood called a shot-in-the-dark parenthood. It's what mom and dad did. It's good enough for them. Shot-in-the-dark parenthood. Okay, Ted Cruz has been ramping up the immigration thing. He wants now to deport everyone in the order they came. So the reason is the Cruises will be the last to go. Pretty smart. Cruz went to Harvard, you know, at one point. I thought Ben Carson's brain surgery at the fair really stole the show. That was the best thing ever at the Iowa State Fair. But you've got to give Don Trump credit for not missing a beat during the whole procedure. It was not successful. I'm not saying it was successful, but I'm saying he didn't, you know. No difference that we can see. I thought Jeb Bush's fastball was pretty good, but the man sorely needs a changeup. Kasich eating 3 pork chops in 30 minutes, and then Christie eating 1 Kasich in 10. That was good. Made a big deal about the Rubio football to the head of a 4-year-old. But the fact is, if it was a 14-year-old, it would have been much worse, I think. You know, they get tall by 14. And okay, anyway. Hillary has a new strategy in Iowa. She's going to try to win it. Feeling the burn right now, I guess she is. Losing to the last living socialist is kind of embarrassing. You know, you can't rub 2 socialists together anymore. Bernie Sanders is doing so well because an old Jew is still a novelty in Iowa. Well, look how clean. He looks so clean. Very clean looking. Let's see. Young ones are a novelty, too. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. And I'm not that either, am I? Come to think of it. Joe Biden, showing indications of running. He's been kissing babies, some as old as 23 or 24. We were all babies once to Joe. And President himself, Obama, will be in Iowa on Monday, and he's dropping tantalizing hints. He may run for a 3rd term as an independent under the name D's
Nuts.
Under the name
D's Nuts.
Thank you. That's all the Iowa news it is, and thank you so much. Okay. D's Nuts.